I am shocked, and we are all familiar with the crisis in hospitals in the Northwest. Hundreds of patients have been lying on trolleys in both Letterkenny University Hospital and in Sligo Hospital over 2017. But what these figures tell us is more detail, particularly those that are over 75 and those who are over that age but have been waiting in excess of a day, 24 hours, for to be seen in an accident emergency. And what it tells us is that 29 over 75-year-olds have been waiting in excess of 24 hours for an appointment in an accident emergency. And that's just a shocking figure. It's damning to think that, you know, our elderly parents or our grannies or grandjas in a, you know, sometimes in a confused, obviously painful state, are either sitting on a chair or lying on a trolley or waiting in the emergency department for in excess of 24 hours. Some of these run way beyond that. And this is in breach of the HSE's own guidelines. And I think it amounts to a cruelty towards our elderly population.
Almost 30 people over the age of 75 waiting on trolleys for over 24 hours in the Northwest. Were there any fatalities in the Northwest?
Yes, unfortunately there were, and unfortunately I had communication with individuals, and we made representation at the time in relation to an individual who was in accident emergency, and individuals passed away in that scenario. So this isn't unique to other parts of the country. People die as a result of this. You know, this is, as I've been saying, this isn't about, you know, we want luxury surroundings. But, you know, I hear it from the families. I hear it from the sons and daughters. Sometimes we hear it from the individuals themselves. But those individuals are sometimes too sick to speak out or to stand up for themselves. And it is torture. And you know, we will look back at this period in a decade's time or two decades' time, just as we look back in the Magdalen laundries today, and we will ask ourselves, how did society allow this to happen? What did we do at a time when this was happening to our loved ones? And there is an onus on me as a politician, as a public representative for the Northwest, to do what I can do. But there's also an onus, I believe, in society to try and force government to make the necessary interventions, because it is clear that they are not willing to listen to Sinn Féin at this point in time. And what we have been able to show in the past is that people power and a people movement, an organic movement, has been able to move government on certain issues. And I think that that's what's needed in this case also.